good evening to all of you. Welcome to the Tinker Shop for Saturday, December 7th, 2013. Tonight will be probably a little different than my usual shows because today is a solemn day. It's a day where we all should remember those who have gone before us. I'm sure you all remember that I said before that we all are the library. We are the memory for those who come after us. We have come after those who were known to history as those of the greatest generation. The Second World War was a time of both horrors and good things. And so tonight, we need to remember them. Alexander and Peter Docta, Donald and Glenn Farquhar, Lyman and Glenn Marquard, Gladys Horisco, also known as Sarge, William and Robert Redeman, Maximilian Vansel. All of these were Second World War veterans. Seven of them have gone beyond. Three are left. How many Second World War veterans do you know? Have you told them thank you for what they have done for us? The world would be an entirely different place if these and all the other Second World veterans hadn't sacrificed so much of their time and their lives and their dreams. Some of these individuals were infantry. They were engaged in the day-to-day ground combat. Lyman Marquardt and Peter Docta both served in the Pacific during the Second World War. Lyman was in on the action in the Solomons, the Carolinas, and at Iwo Jima. Peter Docta also served in the same areas. Others of them served in Europe. Al Docta and William Redeman spent much of their time in Germany. Germany was not a pleasant place during and after the war. William actually served there for several years after the conclusion of the Second World War. Donald Farquhar and Robert Redeman were both pilots during the Second World War. Gladys Horisco, affectionately known as Sarge to those of us who knew her, also was a flyer. Not a combat flyer, but she was part of the Women's Air Corps. They ferried planes and supplies to Europe for the men who were engaged in the actual combat. Most people, when they think of women during the Second World War, they imagine Rosie the Riveter. Rosie the Riveter was also an essential part of the war effort. But those ladies who flew those planes across the Atlantic definitely supported those guys who were out there in the mud. So at this point, before I get myself too choked up, I think I'm going to go ahead and put a couple pieces of the music in that sustained the people through those times. So, bear with me.
From our Chicago way, he had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot, a toot, he rolls an eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he played boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump into the bar. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Toot 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 da da, toot toot da da, toot toot. He blows it into the bar. He can to blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. He puts the boys to sleep with boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He is the boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Company B.
Okay, yes. Both those probably don't need any introduction, but in case for those who are too young to remember those pieces of music, the first one was the Andrews Sisters with the Bugle Boy of Company B, and the second one was the Benny Goodman Orchestra playing Stompin' at the Savoy. Both definitely period pieces of music, both recordings from the 1940-41 time period. So, now that I've got myself a little bit more relaxed here, talk a little bit more here about that time period in history. Here in the United States itself, things were not totally easy as well. People at that time used ration stamps. Things were rationed. Gas was rationed. Eggs were rationed. Flour was rationed. Scrap metal was rationed. There were drives for, you know, to get supplies that could be converted to military supplies for the war effort. That kind of leads into another story that kind of ties in with tinkering. In speaking with my grandfather when I was younger, I used to give him a hard time about the junk pile that he had out by his farm. And he had commented at one point that it wasn't as large as it had been, because prior to the Second World War, they had people that were coming around to get scrap. And here's the tie-in of the strange thing. Before the Second World War, the Japanese were very busy in this country buying up all kinds of scrap metal and what people figured was junk. And a lot of that, most of that, was shipped back to Japan. And unfortunately, a lot of it was returned to the U.S. Unfortunately, it was at the U.S. troops in war materials. After the war got underway, obviously the Japanese scrap buyers kind of faded into the woodwork. And so at that point, the junk trade was still in effect, but then it became buyers for the U.S. war industry. There was an awful lot of older equipment, older tools that ended up being scrapped out. But the people made do, and they continued on with their lives. And they enjoyed life. So it's a long time gone to a lot of people. There's a lot of stories that I recall, some that are not so nice. My uncle, who was in the Pacific in some of the battles, he remembers seeing after some of the ships had gone down where there was bodies floating in the water, and the sharks were very busy. So enough of that doom and gloom portion. Another one of my uncles, or not really uncle, honorary uncle, during the Second World War, he was in Germany. And I remember one Sunday afternoon when we were having one of the family gatherings here, he always complained that some of the drinks that some of the people were made were pretty watered down. And then he would launch into his tale of the time when the platoon he was with, they were running low on fuel, and they just happened to be nearby a German distillery. So what they did was finish rinsing out the gas tanks of their Jeeps and their vehicles, and they were fueling them for a couple weeks on schnapps. He said that was a rather strange time. So, anyway, at this point, I think I'm getting pretty close to where I should be taking a break here. And so I think I'll go ahead and put a couple of our commercials for Just Measures Radio here on, and so we can pay the bills. So we'll be back shortly.
Guns, self-defense, survival, current events, and your future.
Can't take me.
We're rapidly approaching desperate times. Have you prepared your family physically, mentally, spiritually to face these times? Tyrant has overstepped his authority. What will you do when he comes to your door?
You can't take me. I'm free.
Please join us here on Just Measures Radio Network for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m.
Pacific time.
It's easy to take liberty for granted when you've never had it taken from you.
There are a few things life has to offer that is a great above the rest. Good friends, good food, and a premium handmade cigar from F.K. Kristen Pipe Company. All Just Measures Radio listeners get 10% off all singles and 15% off all boxes. And when you order a box, you will also get one of Natty's Selects free. That's right, with every box purchase, you get one of my hand-picked favorites along with 15%. This is a deal that cannot be beat. You can call or email Stacy via the link at Just Measures Radio or JustMeasuresCS.com. FK Kristen, your premium cigar company. And yes, each one is rolled on a thighs of virgins south of the border.
Okay, we're back. So, I know this show tonight here has been a bit different than usual, like I warned you at the beginning. And for those of you who are listening in the archives or just catch us in the middle, this is my attempt to recognize Pearl Harbor Day and the people who lived through it. And the people who lived through the following 4 years of the war. It was a hard time for people. And their music reflects it. Not in a negative way, though. They attempted to make the best of things. You know, the times were hard, times were bad. You know, they were getting reports all the time of friends and families, members that had died in battle, and society basically, you know, pulled itself up by its bootlaces and continued on. And they had a lot of good music in that era. And like I said, the music of the times reflects the spirit of the people. There were a lot of happy tunes, and other ones that were a bit more serious. And there was also some stuff that was just plain outright silly. So why don't we do this? Why don't I go ahead and play another tune here? And probably most of the rest of the show here, I'm probably going to be alternating between the music and my thoughts on the day. So, bear with me. And this is kind of how some of the people got through the day, you know, on a wing and a prayer.
Missing 2 hours overdue. One of our planes was missing with all its gallant crew. The radio sets were humming. They waited for the word. Then a voice broke through the humming, and this is what they heard. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. What a show, what a fight. Yes, we really hit our target for tonight. How we sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's our field over there. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, we're coming in on a wing and a prayer. How we sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's our field over there. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, we're coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Okay, that was a lady who was a fairly popular singer during that time period. Her name is Annie Shelton. This song typified the feelings of a lot of people at that time. They were hoping and praying that their loved ones would be coming home from the war soon. They were hoping that the war would end and that their loved ones would return safely. There are other names that are probably more familiar to modern audiences now. And some of the tunes that date from 70, 72 years ago. The music is still around and still listened to today. Here's a gentleman that I'm sure everyone will recognize. The first note out of his mouth, you'll recognize him. So.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace.
He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. New kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few,
so you see it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
In its own way, it was a strange time in history. You had the people who were freezing to death in Europe, dying in the mud. You had people in the South Pacific that were just sweltering the heat, fighting malaria. If their ships were torpedoed, they ended up sinking into the ocean. Hollywood, though, did at that time actually do its part, you know, to improve national morale and support the war effort. There were quite a number of actors who were involved in with the military. General Jimmy Stewart, he was one. And, of course, I'm not going to play it tonight. I'll leave that for everybody else to do later on this season. But he had his movie there, It's a Wonderful Life. Again, that typified a large part of the attitude of the people at the time. Musicians also played their part. Like I had played a little earlier here, there was that piece of music by the lady by the name of Ann Shelton. You know, coming in on a wing and a prayer. And then you had some other people. There's one gentleman by the name of Glenn Miller, and he had his orchestra. And it's very popular before the war. And he did an awful lot of shows during the war for the troops, USO shows, until he finally, you know, lost his life in a plane crash. The man and his orchestra are truly artists in their own way. So we're going to listen to a little piece of his music. Again, like I said, this stuff exhibits the spirit of the time. People trying to move ahead, carry on.
Chattanooga Choo Choo, run it down again. Let's go. One, two.
Thank you. you say.
Step aside, partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Boo boo, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roll.
So, Chattanooga choo choo.
Won't you choo choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga.
All aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga.
Get aboard.
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga
choo-choo.
Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
That's the Chattanooga choo-choo.
On track 29.
29.
Uh-huh. That's on the Tennessee line.
She said the Tennessee line. Check.
She means that she can't afford.
I can't afford to board a Chattanooga choo-choo.
What have you got in there?
You say you have?
Uh-huh, but not a nickel to spare.
Well, I do, who is that?
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter before. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner,
nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar,
then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shuffle all the coal in, got to keep it rolling. Whoa, Chattanooga, there you are.
Chattanooga, choo-choo, there you are.
months of October and November of 1944, Glenn Miller and his American band of Allied Expeditionary Forces made a series of propaganda recordings that were broadcast to Germany. And these were, well, they proved to be the last recordings Glenn Miller made. And this happened shortly before he disappeared on a flight over the English Channel. And these recordings were actually forgotten until they were finally rediscovered in the 1990s. And in 1996, RCA released them on a 2-CD set called The Lost Recordings. A little bit doom and gloomy, so we're going to go ahead here and just finish out. I know we're only at, 42 minutes here? But that's okay. We're going to get into a little philosophy here. So, but, well, let me do this now. I'll go ahead, and then we're just going to play around and have some fun here at the end. A time of peoples is characterized by the music. Like I said near the beginning, the people during the Second World War, they had a lot to be depressed about, sad about, down about, however you want to call it. They faced rationing. They faced shortages. They faced reversals. And the world looked like it was going to leap in a handbasket. But the American spirit stood up, stood strong. And actually, when you come right down to it, the United States is what pulled Britain, France, and all the other occupied countries bacon out of the fire. We've had a spirit in us that just won't give up. And hopefully it continues to today. Of course, though, I'm afraid our music today just, in many ways, at least the popular music, just does not measure up to the music that the people had in the 1940s. Kind of gave you a little bit of a selection of different things here tonight. You know, some things that are a little bit more serious. Other things that were just, I guess you could say, happy music. And that's something we all need to have at times. You can only take doom and gloom for so long, and then you have to bust loose and be a little silly once in a while. Of course, though, you still have to keep hope alive as well. So why don't we do this? I'm going to do a little bit of a couple of silly songs here. One's by Cab Calloway. Again, it's a period piece from the early 1940s. And then I'm going to follow it up with one that it's for all of us oldsters here. Actually, we're not all that old, but many of us here actually grew up probably listening to much of this music in our childhoods. I was practically raised by my grandparents, you know, after the Second World War, actually during the Korean War. But still, they played a lot of the music from the 40s yet. It was well loved, and it was well received. So, we'll do this here. First, like I said, we're going to go ahead with Cab Calloway with one. I'm not even going to say the name of it. And then the other one, like I said, it'll be one that's kind of dedicated to all of us oldsters, you know, people who still like some funny stuff. So, with that, Cab Calloway.
Minnie the Moocher, she was a red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Hidey, 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 hidey,
hidey, hidey, hidey.
Whoa! He took her down to Chinatown. He showed her how to kick the gong around. Hidey, 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 hidey,
hidey, hidey, hidey,
hidey. gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built to gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. He gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all a million times. Hi dear, hi dear, hi dear, hi,
hi, hi, hi, hi.
This one is for all the grandpas out there. Hey, Conk. I was thinking of you the other day when I found this one.
Tell us a story, Grandpa. Come on,
please.
Many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as can be. Now, this widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair red. My father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law, really changed my life. For my daughter was now my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. And to complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. Yes, I did. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he were my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother, don't you know? Now father's wife then had a son who kept them on the run, and he became a grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. Now if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild, and every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild, 'cause now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa. Now listen to this. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
Okay, so, like I said, we needed to start, end up with something a little bit lighter, a little bit more fun, something that, a little bit more that, kind of expressed the spirit of the United States after the Second World War. That particular piece was actually done, I believe, in 1946 or 47. Of course, it's been redone a lot of times since then. It's turned into a perennial favorite, I think, in some circles. But, a lot of the country music, a lot of the Western music has served a purpose to basically bind the American spirit, I guess you could say. Or maybe it frees it. I don't know. So tonight was, I know, was a show that was much different than the other ones I've done previously. But then again, today was a special day. Got thinking about all the old vets I knew that I've known throughout the years. I was a post commander for the American Legion a couple times. And a lot of the old guys had a lot of good stories to tell, but they also carried their own demons with them. A lot of them saw a lot of nasty stuff. And in a way, they went through hell on their own. In a case of, I don't know. They just saw a lot in their day. And got it remembering those guys and decided, no. Tonight wasn't a night for jolly tinkering. So, we've had a bunch of music, kind of a memorial to all those people who lived during the Second World War. Could have probably, you know, started playing some music from a later era, but I decided no. This is what we're going to do tonight, and hopefully I haven't disappointed you people. But this was kind of, it was kind of laid upon me to do. So now what we're going to do here, we're going to finish up with a much lighter song that everyone will recognize. And I think probably, it expresses the spirit and the longings of those days. So again, thank you very much for joining me here on the Tinker's Shop for Saturday, December 7th, of 2013. Like I said, this is 72 years to the day from when this nation went into a conflict and it didn't know if it was going to come out of it in one piece or not. The spirit of the people rose up and they won. God bless. Take care and have a very good evening.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When upon a star, as dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, suddenly it comes in view. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. When a star is born, they possess a gift or two. One of them is this: they have the power to make a wish come true.
When you wish
upon a star, your dream.